No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis, to round out the crew, at least temporarily, as we navigate the latest aviation news and information here at Just Plane Radio. All right, Dennis, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. Getting ready to come down to Sun and Fun.
That's right. He has his Mooney 201 all set, packed up, ready to go. And if things go as planned, and they never do, you may hear a show live from the grounds of Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida next week. By the way, just for a programming note, Ed and Keith are both threatening to join us before the end of the virtual cruise to the latest aviation news and information here coming up. So stick around if you don't like the fact that you're being led by a pilot in training at the moment. Which
Speaking of that, how's that coming? Are we making any progress so that I don't have to be chewed out by Mean Dude again?
Yes, we are. I'm going to Sun and Fun with you next week and kind of laying the groundwork and getting all that energy, feeding off of the energy of this.
But that's still not getting your medical back. So we need to keep working on that, Greg.
Actually, knowing how past Sun and Funs have went, it'll probably it'll delay my medical a bit because they have those open air bars that open up during the air show.
They do have a daiquiri machine right there on the grounds. That's dangerous,
but we'll see. And I'm gonna go there and get inspiration. It's gonna be all good. But I know you've been making preparations for your plan to make this flight from Minnesota down to Lakeland, Florida. And ideally, he'll pick me up along the way in Orlando as well. And that brings us to our first guest of the day. We have Dean on Just Plane Radio. Dean, welcome. How are you?
Doing fine, Greg. Thank you very much.
Now, Dean connected with Dennis. How exactly, Dennis? How do you know Dean?
Well, Dean is actually the owner of Midcontinent Laboratories, and that's the company that I use to do the oil samples on my airplane. So the reason I got in touch with him today was because we just did an oil change on the airplane to get ready for Sun and Fun. I didn't want to put 20 hours of flight time on the oil and wind up going over, so I figured I'd just change it early and be ready to go instead.
Right.
And so that
I like the way you're thinking, because I'm going to probably end up being a passenger with you at some point, and I would like to know, Dean, that his oil is good and greasy and oily, or I don't know. I mean, what do you guys do with this sample that he sent you exactly?
Well, mostly what we're looking for is for the condition of the engine based on what we find in the oil.
Yeah.
So you can think of it more of a blood test for the engine than we're actually looking at the condition of the oil. Hmm. So, we're looking at how much iron, aluminum, copper, chrome, and so on, everything the engine is made of, how much of that wore into the oil, and whether that wear pattern is a normal wear pattern or an abnormal wear pattern that might indicate some more maintenance required.
Okay, so all those elements you find in the oil, I'm guessing less is a good thing. Am I right?
Typically, less is a good thing. Exactly. Yeah. And there are some in there you don't want to find much of at all. If they messed up and put automotive oil in an oil change, then all the additive packages that you would see in automotive oil would show up and make you realize someone put the wrong stuff in.
Yes, that at that point you'd send the report back to the pilot, and he would open up the letter and go, "Oh, yeah, one of those kind of things."
Exactly. And his next call would probably be to his mechanic, going, "What did you do? And here's the bill for the teardown on my engine."
Yeah,
but you're gonna say that even louder if you have way excess iron or bearing materials going on it. Then that's gonna be a real ouch moment at that point.
I'm sure. Now this is a kind of going above and beyond airplane maintenance, or I'm sure Dean would like to think this is a thing that every pilot should do. But what about for you, Dennis? Is this something that you kind of learned about and like, hey, I need to talk to these guys and just get a little bit more peace of mind, or what?
that's exactly what it is for me, is peace of mind. I, you know, here I am buying an airplane that I don't have a lot of history on. You know, the airplane had sat for almost a year before I bought it. And so you really don't know how religiously it was maintained before. I mean, you can look at the logs and see that there was oil changes, but, you know, what kind of condition is it in? And so for me, it's kind of like getting a second opinion. You know, I'll do the oil change and check everything, give it a condition. I'll have a mechanic, you know, go and do the annual. But what's going on inside? Do we have a problem with, you know, this Lycoming engine tends to have an issue with camshaft wear if you don't fly them frequently. And I'm hoping that the test results I get back continue to show low levels of iron and not a sudden spike, which could mean that maybe it's starting to eat up a camshaft or a lifter or something like that, which could be an expensive repair.
Right. You don't want that for sure. Now, you've already done this process where you sent them a sample of oil. Is that what happened or what?
Yep. I've done with every oil change. We go and run the engine, and while it's still hot, we start to dump the oil out and we let it run for, you know, about a minute or so. And then we put the little sample cup in. That way we make sure we get a clean midstream representation of the oil, that we don't have any contamination that might be in the piece of tube I used, or, you know, just some junk hanging around the filler where, you know, as you're dumping it out. We want it to get as realistic as possible. And then, you know, I put in the little collection bottle, put a sticker on it, and send it in the mail. And about a week later, I get a nice little PDF in my email showing me what the breakdown was.
Very nice. Now, Dean, is this like a kit you guys people can order and do this for their plane, or how does that work exactly?
Yes, the kit includes you know, empty plastic bottle in the mailing carton and labels to collect the sample, fill out the information, send back to us. And typically the way it's done is you prepay the test, you know, for $15 or so, you're getting a 50-cent bottle in a, mm-hmm. in a box.
Right.
But, of course, that includes the price of the test once you send it back in. And the nice thing about the testing is it doesn't just show the latest results that you sent in. It shows the history of the previous results as well. So when you look on the report, you can look, see what's your iron been doing over time, what's your aluminum been doing over time, and so on. So it's not a real blind number. You have a reference of what you're expecting it to be.
Yeah, well, once you do it the first time, that creates your baseline, and then you start getting this continuing data as time goes on, and then you probably can zero in like, hey, I see a problem developing before actually you may feel it in the airplane or something, I guess. That's the ultimate...
And that's the idea. The idea is to save money. You know, it's a fairly inexpensive test to do. I mean, everybody knows that, you know, what makes airplanes fly is money.
Right.
And this is one way to hopefully make that a little cheaper, you know, by detecting a problem early on and having it fixed while it's still relatively cheap to have it fixed.
Sure. And once you ship back your sample that you take of your oil, it takes what, a couple weeks or something, or just depends,
It's just a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
We typically run the samples, you know, within a day or two of receiving them. You know, everything in the lab's made to rush it right, you know, process it right through. You know, we do many of these a day, and been doing it for 33 years now. It's a popular service. It's you know, not just engines, but aircraft engines, but with over the road trucks, locomotives, construction equipment, any large industrial engine. They've pretty much for the last few decades changed. They test every oil change.
Yeah, okay.
That's very common in many industries, and it's getting to be very popular in the aircraft industry as well.
Well, I bet it is. And is this your first or second time, Dennis? Didn't you do this?
This is actually going to be my third.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've had a baseline, and, you know, there was a couple things that were flagged on the initial report, and went, ooh, that's, you know, we got chromium showing up. Well, there's only a couple things that are chromium plated, and that's like the rings. And we were hoping that wasn't indicating a lot of wear, and we get the test back the next time. We see our iron's down a little bit, but our chromium's way down. So my guess here is that probably there might have been a little rust on the cylinders from not flying regularly that maybe wore a little bit more on the rings than normal. But now that we've been flying it a lot, things are starting to settle down and smooth out, and I'm really looking forward to seeing round three here to see how it compares to these other two results.
Well, there you go. And Dean, I would imagine when they get the results back, do you guys give them some guidelines like, hey, this looks normal, like a blood test kind of thing you'd get from your doctor or what?
We do. There's at the bottom of the report, there's a paragraph that explains the latest results. You know, typically they're normal. You'd hope they are. If they weren't, that means everything in the world's falling apart. But, you know, most samples are normal. But those that are showing some indication, we give a lot of extra attention to those.
Sure.
Usually try to give a phone call, try to get some more information. You know, if it's a first-time sample, maybe there's information about it we just didn't know. Except if the chrome was really high, maybe they were chrome-plated cylinders instead of chrome rings.
Yeah.
And so then you tend to see a lot more chrome in relation to iron than normal. So sometimes, you know, you have to gather some information from the owner or the mechanic to, you know, decipher how to properly interpret that particular engine.
Right. So the website for this process is what? Where people can get more info?
TheChemistryLab.com.
Well, that's simple enough. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne. For pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I didn't play golf today. I took a flying lesson.
And how was that?
Uneventful.
So what do you want to do? Fly alone in your little plane?
No. The whole point is to find something we can do together.
What are you waiting for? Spread your wings and soar.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. And, hey, we got some big stuff happening right now because Dennis is flying his Mooney 201 down to Florida this weekend, actually. Right after the show, and getting ready for Sun and Fun in Lakeland, and we got lights on the phone right now from the grounds. Yeah, you guys are already probably all set up. Am I right, lights or what? Pretty much.
Oh, Greg, we're so set up. It's scary. We're ahead of schedule.
Excellent.
We're adding a few extra improvements. The grounds look better than they've ever looked in a couple of decades. And if I didn't know better, I would think I was in a gold rush boom town in Alaska.
All right.
It's the big one.
I love, you know, he has such great enthusiasm. That's why he's the big kahuna over there at Sun and Fun and running this thing. By the way, it's going to be just a massive event. I've looked at the weather. The weather looks like it could be absolutely spectacular next week for the air show. Is that what you're seeing too, lights?
Right now we're looking at is there is a front coming through right this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and somewhere around Sunday, Monday, it should be falling apart. And then we've got a big old high right behind it. There might be a little rain associated with it on Monday.
Right.
But behind that, it's going to be clear skies, calm winds, cool temperatures, fast airplanes, beautiful skies and cold beer.
Well, there you go. And you know, so for setup, for the people exhibiting at the show, might have a little bit of a challenge over the next few days. But look, you know, for the people going to the show, it's going to be great. Ideal for glamping, which is what I plan to do with some of my aviator friends. And Dennis is going to fly his Mooney into there. And that's the way to do it, right, Lights, is to fly your own plane.
Oh, it's absolutely. It's going to be perfect for that. And I highly recommend that if you've got an airplane or a friend's got an airplane or you can rent an airplane, don't drive to a fly-in. Fly in to a fly-in,
right,
and be a real pilot, because it's so simple, it's ridiculous. Do you know that I actually flew into Oshkosh a couple of times with a 17- and 18-year-old pilot flying me in those airplanes? And they do the same thing here at Sun and Fun. And I'm thinking, if a 17- or 18-year-old can do it, why can't all those old experienced guys that got 8, 9, 10,000 hours do it? I know you might feel a little bit afraid because all those airplanes around you and there's no radar control, but I'm telling you, we got the best controllers on the planet right there from the FAA. They make sure you stay clear of one another. And the quickest way to get in here is getting that conga line right behind everybody else, land four planes at a time. That's exciting. You know, one time I landed right next to an F-22 in my Stearman. We were side by side on side by side runways, and we rolled out together, of course. He rolled a little further than I did,
maybe.
But it was pretty cool touching down at the same time.
But you're rocking the wings like a conga line. I kind of like the way you describe that, because that's pretty accurate when you've done it.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, now Dennis,
get in line, walk your wings, and get ready to have a massive amount of fun.
That's right. Now, Dennis has done this in Oshkosh, but you have not been to Sun and Fun yet, right?
No, I haven't flown into Sun and Fun, but I've got the NOTAM, and I've read it through, so I've got Lake Parker already programmed into the GPS. So we'll get in the close there and then follow the conga line, make a left at the V-shaped building and keep it between the water towers and head right for the blue terminal roof. That's what it says.
Should he put on a grass skirt and coconut bra kind of thing just to kind of add more color to the whole thing?
Experience? I don't think people want to see that.
You can do that, or you can put the little hula girl up on your dash.
Okay, that sounds more appropriate and less
scarring.
Hey, you
know, there's also
visually
a YouTube video on people flying in, and it shows from the cockpit what it's like to do it. So it takes about 4 to 5 minutes to make that flight. So if you want to somebody else's cockpit, that's a cool thing to do.
Excellent. And the website that they can get that is where, Lights?
It's our new website. The new website design is very awesome. It's www.flysnf.org.
Okay, there you go. And of course, all the details, all the plans, you know, there's a fireworks or an air show thing going on Wednesday night, a nighttime air show Wednesday and Saturday night, correct?
That's correct. And also on Wednesday, right before for the night show, we've got Flight to Honor. We'll be bringing 75 World War II and Korean war veterans home from Washington, D.C. They will have left earlier that morning, and they'll be flying back in onto our ramp, and we're going to have a big welcome for them, which will be set off then by the night show as they sit down and enjoy that. So,
wow.
You don't want to miss that at all.
Well, that is on my agenda. I'm planning to get out there during the week, and we're going to record some, you know, actually a couple weeks of shows of Just Plane Radio there from the show grounds of Sun and Fun in Lakeland this week. So if you're around and you see our crew, don't avoid us as you normally would want to. Come on up and chat with us, and we may put you on the radio and share a few aviation stories. Lights, I look forward to it. I know you're extremely busy, so I'm going to let you get back to orchestrating this fine event and look forward to seeing you next week in Lakeland, my friend.
Well, we are too. It's the Woodstock for aviators. It's Barnum and Bailey's best circus with airplanes flying in the center ring. And we look forward to the entire American public and our international friends coming in to enjoy the thrill and adventure of aviation.
Well, we do too, Lights, and thanks for taking the time. He is so crazy busy right now. For him to even take the time to chat with us was quite a feat, but that just shows you the kind of dedicated aviator he is. He really is obviously full of energy and the perfect man for the job to run that craziness that's actually already started in Lakeland, Florida. Officially kicks off Wednesday, and you hope to get down there when, Dennis? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to try to get down there this weekend just because I don't know what the weather's going to do. There's been a lot of storms moving through the Midwest, and so We'll get down. My plan is still to come into the Orlando area, and then you and I can go together on the opening day of the show, which is Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's right. It's Tuesday. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the weather is a little shaky on Sunday, Monday, so it's going to be a little of a bit of a challenge maybe for exhibitors, but man, you show up on Tuesday morning. I think you're going to have a great week if you go for the whole week, and we'll get there Tuesday or whenever. You know, I can drive. Dennis has to take his plane. That's the law, because he has one. We'll have to see how things shake down with me. But if I drive down there, we got to at least go for a ride at some point in your Mooney, correct?
Yeah. Yep. I got to get you up. This is the second time I'll be in Florida now, so you didn't go up on the first trip. So
yeah, no excuse. No excuse this time. All right. So what have you done to prep for this trip, other than get your oil all fixed up?
Well, that was, you know, the first thing. I just want to make sure everything's been going through, making sure all the GPS is updated with all the new databases for the trip, you know, all the normal things that you want to do. But I also had to start packing a few extra things, make sure I've got tie downs for the airplane, because it's going to be stored out in the, you know, out in the open ramp. And
right.
I got to bring my cover in case it rains. I want to, and also to keep the sunlight off of it.
Sleeping bag. You're going to throw one of those in there, aren't you?
Probably going to throw one of those in just in case. Although, you know, I decided to make hotel reservations nearby.
I think you got to camp out under the wing at least one night. You should.
You know, they have great, I should.
They have great glamping facilities there. Really
they do.
They really
but
do.
But the Hilton takes care of me really nice,
well,
too.
That's true.
They got
true.
A shower and a free breakfast.
You get the free shampoo and stuff, true.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, you know, but I'm telling you, it is the way to go. And,
well, and I've done the camping, not necessarily under the wing, but, you know, we go and camp at Oshkosh every year. And so, yeah. You know, being able to hang around with a bunch of like-minded people like that is amazing. We've stayed with Jim and Deb in the campground there. I've been hung out with them for the evening, and it's a blast.
Yeah, if you do that, you might be shacked up with Camping Man. That's my alter ego, because I'm such a great camper.
Can you show us how you set up those tents again?
Yeah, I plan on it.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. All right, so Dennis, you're all ready to go pretty much. Last-minute preparations for the airplane for a big cross-country from Minnesota down to Lakeland, Florida. I mean, other than checking the oil and doing that, what about the avionics? Your new stuff from Apario and, you know, the
Avidynes?
Yeah, the Avidyne system that you put in. Did you have to do any upgrades or software things for that to get ready for this big adventure or what?
Yep. We have to update the avionics databases every 28 days. You know, the FAA releases the new updated instrument approach charts and things like that. Well, that has to get updated in the databases on the airplane as well. And it's so much easier to do than the avionics in the old club airplanes, because I can just take a thumb drive, put it in my computer, download the database, I walk up, plug it into the dash, and I'm done. It's so simple.
Right.
I really, really like that.
But the approach for Sun and Fun in Lakeland, you're going to have to turn all the cool stuff off.
Well,
and
you'll still have
join
it there.
Conga
I mean,
line, right?
Yeah, you're going to join the conga line. But, yeah. You know, I'm going to, the plan here is still to go into Orlando and then pick you up, and then the two of us can go fly in together. So we're going to go and make a beeline from Orlando to Lake Parker, which is where that conga line kind of starts.
Right.
And so then we'll get in the line there, and you know, the instructions in the NOTAM tell you very clearly, you know, follow that until you get to a wedding cake looking water tower. Keep that on your left. And then there's a white golf ball style one on the right. Follow those. You cross over a V-shaped building and head right for the terminal at the airport. And then you'll make your downwind call, you know, based on what the tower tells you.
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, it sounds like it's pretty straightforward, but I need the avionics to get from Minnesota to Orlando.
Okay. And you can look for Captain Dennis and the Just Plane Radio crew by his airplane. It's a 201 Mooney, And yep. Blue, right? Is it blue?
Yeah, it's white with blue stripes.
Okay, there you go. So look for Captain Dennis at Sun and Fun. I'll let you get back to your preparation because Dennis, I got Ed and Keith, the A-team, they're coming in next to help out as we navigate the latest aviation news and information here at Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Watch the sky.
I like Curtis Mike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Let's fight with pain.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. And Captain Ed has walked into the studio to round out this crew a little bit better. Keith decided no, he was not going to join this flight today after all. You say he's a little under the weather? He got air sick on the way over?
I think he got truck sick. No, he just wasn't. He got about halfway here and wasn't feeling good, so he headed back to the trailer.
All right. I just thought all this chatter about him on the radio would make him go, oh, I want to be there. But obviously it had the reverse effect.
Yeah.
Which it sometimes does. Ed was too far already to the studio. And there was no turning back for you or what?
No. No, no. I literally was pulling up in the front drive when he called.
Ah, okay. Otherwise, he would have bailed. Understood. But I know you're excited. You're just really, both of you guys have been just slammed right now because you're overwhelmed at Flight Training Professionals with all these new pilots you're training, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, the weather's been pretty good for flying here in Florida lately.
Yeah, it has.
So you've been taking advantage of it and that kind of thing. Are a lot of the students and the people that you're chatting with there at the flight school, are they planning to head over to Sun and Fun here next week?
A few are. Yeah. That we try to promote it as much as we can.
Yeah.
We tell them it's worth going and spending a day, or if they really, really want to get into it, go camp and spend a couple days.
Yeah. Well, glamp.
Glamp. That's what you do.
Well, I I'm going to take on my alter ego as a camping man and show people
the one that wears a tent.
Well, the one that sets them up and maybe sometimes wears them to empty them out, to clean them out efficiently and quickly.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to repost the video?
No, we don't need to do that. We'll make a new one.
Okay.
That's probably more flattering for my skills.
Yeah.
You think?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you've learned anything.
Well, Jim and Deb will make sure that...
Jim will sit back and just laugh.
No, actually, I think the plan is he's going to make sure the tent is fully assembled once I arrive at Sun and Fun.
Okay.
So I won't have to. I'll just have to take on the persona. Maybe I'll put on a cape with a big C on it for camping man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you have that to look forward to or avoid.
Maybe. Maybe avoid.
On your perspective. But yeah, we're planning to do a few shows out there.
Good.
Dennis is flying in his Mooney.
Good.
Are you anxious to see his new
plane? Yeah, I want to see the outcome of all. Well, I guess really even see the airplane other than pictures. I like to see it.
You want to see the new guts?
When he flew in the last time, I wasn't around. So.
Yeah. Well, you want to see the new guts.
I want to see all the new avionics.
Apario stuff, all that Avidyne gear that he had put in the plane. He's excited about flying down.
Cool.
And so he wants to pick me up in Orlando. I don't know if he can he pick up three? Let's see, a Mooney 201. Can it take three guys?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so. I'd be pushing it. At least us three.
Us three, yeah.
Like a little bit more on the leaner side, maybe.
Yeah.
You could pull it off, but that won't happen. It'll just be me or you flying with him if we can pull it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which would probably be you.
Yeah, probably.
Because I've flown in there before. I don't need to fly in there again.
You don't want to fly in a little Mooney?
Into Sun and Fun.
Oh, well, no, I liked it. I liked it last time we did it.
Yeah.
You were the one freaking out because you knew better.
That's right.
I was just kind of oblivious. I'm like,
fat, dumb, and happy.
Look at all the cool planes. Yeah. And it probably won't be much different for me in that regard. But are you excited to go see some new stuff? I mean, Lights was telling us it's already shaping up to be a record breaker once again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I mean, it's always one of my favorite times of the year. I just, I don't get to spend quality time over there because you keep dragging me around to do the radio show.
Yeah. Well,
but I've already got a couple meet and greets I got to do. People are already asking what day I'm going to be there because I want to get together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of going. I got to find out when they're doing a couple things with the FAA safety program because I want to make an appearance there. And
understood.
Things like that, and not really got anything I want to look at. No. Other than I do want to see what Garmin has. We hear their announcements coming out that may be very favorable for ADS-B coming out of Garmin, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. So very interested in seeing that part. And I just saw the Thunderbirds a couple weekends ago at Melbourne Air Show, so
yeah.
I don't need to go on the days the Thunderbirds are performing.
Same show?
Just saw them.
It'll be the same show.
It'll be the same show. Yeah. But I will tell you, they're worth seeing because their timing was impeccable.
Right.
I mean, absolutely phenomenal crossing maneuvers, all hitting right at show center.
Wait. Hit is not the right word.
Okay. Their timing where they were almost hitting in the crossing maneuvers at the show center.
That sounds better.
And their sneak attacks were par excellence. You're looking at the diamond formation going by, and they sneak in from the side, and all of a sudden they're timing it so perfectly that show center, you got the diamond formation going one way, and you got the sneak attack crossing right at the same time from the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool. We also got to see the B-2 bomber there.
Really?
They flew it.
Well, they're doing some kind of Tora thing this year. This,
oh, cool.
This supposedly new. They had it a few years ago, but it's coming back where they recreate the...
Yeah. You know, it's pyrotechnics. They'll pretend to drop bombs.
Yes, which I guess is going to happen, I believe he said, Wednesday before the night air shows, before it gets dark, because that's a daytime thing. But, prior to that, and then they have all these warbirds coming in, and then, of course, they'll have the wall of fire at the end of the fireworks and all that kind of crazy stuff. So it sounds like they're really pulling out all the stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the night air show, I think, will be cool. I think the... what was I thinking? They do have a good list of warbirds coming too, from what I've seen, which is always my favorite.
Yeah. Well, and the weather looks spectacular. Really does.
You know, you just jinxed it.
No, I did not. No.
It's also the reason I don't camp there.
You know, I think the weather's going to be great for camping.
But the reason I don't camp there is because if I camp there, the weather would not be good.
It'll go to crap.
Yes. Yeah. Talk to all the kids in Boy Scouts. If Mr. Comiskey showed up, it was going to rain on that camp out.
Well, I think for setup for Monday and maybe a little bit on Tuesday, they're expecting a little bit of rain.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, for the exhibitors, it might be a little bit of a challenge on the first day.
Yeah.
But after that, man, it looks like the weather's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
April weather in Florida and sunny every day, very little rain, down to about 60 at night. So perfect for you to camp.
No, not cold enough.
You're not gonna, well, what is your temperature again? It has to be below what?
Below 50.
Below 50?
At night.
That's insane, man.
Preferably lower.
Well, why don't you get a block of ice and sleep on that?
I would if I could.
Yeah, well, I'm planning to do some overnight stuff there.
Good.
Whether it's... under the wing of Dennis's plane or with, Jim and Deb at the official or unofficial Just Plane Radio campsite area.
The unofficial.
That we've adopted. Yeah.
that we've commandeered.
Yes,
let's be
exactly honest. Yeah.
I don't know if we ever were invited. We just showed up and stayed.
Well, they're very gracious and have short-term memory.
Must have.
Because every year they keep inviting us back. So God bless them for it.
Yep.
But I'm really looking forward to it. And, the way the economy is, business is pretty good at the flight school right now.
Yep.
I think people are feeling fairly positive in that regard. And hopefully that will reflect on business and how things plan out for the show. Last year they had a record show. And like I said, if the weather's good and right now it looks like it looks pretty awesome, I bet this will be another record breaker. And that's what they're planning for, at least. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But you do have a few folks that are going over there. You've just been telling them about that as far as... Because isn't Orlando Executive kind of like a staging area to go to Sun and Fun?
Well, some people do. And
Dennis?
I don't have any customers that have requested to fly over there yet.
Yeah.
And I do restrict that. I make sure that the only way they can do it is with a flight instructor. I guess I've got two instructors that are going over on Wednesday, going to take an airplane, go over on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right now, that's the only plane I have going over.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm planning to fly down to Fort Lauderdale with Dennis tomorrow. if things go as planned. He's flying in, you know, this evening, right after the show. And then tomorrow morning, we hopefully will be flying down to Fort Lauderdale, do a little diving.
Where are you going to dive at?
Fort Lauderdale, right off the coast there.
Oh, Lauderdale by the sea?
A little farther south.
A little farther south.
Yeah, like a few wrecks that we may go check out.
Cool.
But the diving conditions are pretty good for tomorrow and Monday. So I'm going to do that, and then we'll come back on Tuesday. He might have to go straight, you know, up to Lakeland from there. But I don't know if I'm going to get there on Tuesday, the first day, or the second day. But I think I'm going to be – I'm planning to stay down there Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe even Friday night.
Good.
3 days of aviation, just energy that I'm going to soak in and apply to my aviation aspirations. Does that work?
Okay.
I'm going to use it as energy.
As motivation.
Feed off the energy.
Okay.
To, you know,
I think a big whatever.
No, it's the truth. Don't you get a little, you know, energy boost when you go to these events other than the pain in your, you know.
Feet?
Yeah.
No.
I feed off of all the energy. Everybody's so excited about seeing the air shows and stuff.
I'm just teasing. I do enjoy them.
But your feet really do hurt.
But there are days that it does feel like work just because everybody then run into and I got to talk to people.
Yeah.
So I do business at them as well.
Well, okay. Yeah, when your passion is your profession, sometimes that interferes. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Oh my God, we're in the air. God, I love airplanes.
I am a captain in the Civil Air Patrol, the Air Force Auxiliary, so I am a huge fan of airplanes.
The ladder, you guys.
Beautiful. They don't get to be in airplanes as much as I do,
so it was really fun to watch their faces.
I appreciate it because it's looking at the world through a different perspective. You see everything in a whole new light.
No doubt about it. Survivor, Aaron, right now. You watching that, by the way, Ed?
No.
You don't watch Survivor?
No.
God, neither you or Keith watch TV, do you?
I do. He doesn't.
But you don't watch Survivor? Even when they're flying airplanes like that?
I don't watch reality television.
Oh, you haven't lived. My gosh.
I live reality television when I come here.
True. That is so true. By the way, did you catch me on Fox News last week?
No.
You know, I was on it.
No.
I was. Yeah, it's up there on Facebook, the whole thing. We were walking through New York City, and I was waving to the camera when the news lady or weather lady was on and got some serious FaceTime. Camera didn't break or nothing.
Did you save the clip?
Of course. It's up on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't see that. Why am I not seeing your stuff on Facebook? I didn't see any of your
You blocked
New York
me years ago. Are you kidding?
No, Susan was seeing them and telling me, oh, did you see any Greg stuff from New York? I'm like, no. I don't know why it's not coming up on
my
feed.
Oh, because you blocked me.
You unfriended me. No, that's what you did.
No, that's not it. No, you blocked me. I know you. I know you won't do well.
I don't think so.
All right, well, I'll
figure that out because
she
said it was pretty funny.
It was.
I don't know if that one, but she said you went and saw the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville.
Yeah, the Escape to Margaritaville Broadway show. Yeah.
Did he show up and play?
He did not.
Because from what I saw on a TV news thing the weekend before,
yeah,
said sometimes he's in the audience, he just hops up and starts playing.
Well, my guess is he was there, or I actually got his seat. Because there was a fourth row center.
Mm-hmm.
The entire row was empty, and we got them last minute.
Oh, wow.
Because of the snowstorm.
Yeah.
I was up there you know, the day after. The opening day of the official opening of the show was that big snow day that they had the Northeaster up there, and our flight got canceled. So I ended up flying up on Thursday instead of Wednesday, and we went up to the ticket place, and they ended up having tickets on day two. And I'm like, what? This is a brand new show. How is it possible? And then I realized, oh, they had cancellations, and it probably kept Jimmy from flying in for his play or something. And
probably.
I probably got his seats. But I'll tell you, it was awesome.
He's going to be here next weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And one of my instructors said, hey, can I have Saturday off? I'm like, why? He says, well, my girlfriend bought me tickets to the Jimmy Buffett and Eagles concert.
That's
right. Only if you take me.
Yeah, you know.
And it's not just it's him, but it's with the Eagles, too.
That's right. It's a big, big show.
I'm surprised you're not going.
Well, it's the weekend of Sun and Fun.
Oh, that's right.
So, I got my priorities. I'm going to Sun and Fun. But
it's Saturday. You'll be back.
Well, I will. But, Jimmy might actually end up going out there, you think?
You know, that's distinctly possible. Yeah, there might be a Buffett sighting at Sun and Fun. That might be very nicely coincidental. I mean, he lives in Palm Beach. He can hop up any time.
True.
But
it'd be a nice little afternoon. Hey, I'm going to go hang out in Lakeland
before the gig. Well, he'd have to go to the Tiki Bar right there at the Sunset Grill or whatever.
True.
And hang out and sing for us.
Yeah. Well, that'd be the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Sunset Grill in that
But that's the name of the bar there.
Yeah.
Where we used to do the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that Sunset Grill is a Don Henley song.
Yeah.
So, Buffett, he could do
cover
that
it.
With Henley.
Yeah.
They could both go. I mean, the Eagles probably fly planes, too. They probably do that stuff.
I don't know.
Who knows what could happen. He could have a celebrity sighting other than Captain Ed or me.
A real celebrity sighting is what you're saying.
All right. Yeah, fair enough. All right. Real quick, before we wrap up today's virtual cruise through the latest aviation news and information and just a bunch of other nonsense that we threw in there, there actually is some news that you have from Flying Magazine is calling out.
What's he talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Flying Magazine actually had a article out there, and they were calling AOPA out, and we've talked a little bit about it here on the show with Tom Haines and in general about FBO prices and
price gouging
the prices that they're charging, and Flying Magazine did a little bit of research and found out some of the facts were not as factual as they might have needed to be when it comes to a Cessna 182. The prices were more like a private business jet, so they weren't able to corroborate some of the numbers, so they were bad mouthing AOPA.
What, they're saying that AOPA was exaggerating some of the price gouging.
Yes.
These FBOs that have been accused of of sticking it to the little guy.
Yeah.
And so just based on some research that they've done. So we don't really know the answer, just that we know that the guys at Flying Magazine have been calling them out a little bit, like, you may not have all the facts right. So I guess we got to talk to Tom and find out what the truth of the matter is.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, no, I think that there might be some facts to it, but let's give our own testimony to it,
yeah,
and what it cost us to come to a public airport and park. And
that's went up, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah.
And now go to Fort or Vero Beach. Mm-hmm. There's a public parking area in front of the restaurant. If you taxi up to and you park there, there is no fee. So you can drop a passenger off, pick a passenger up, stop and have something to eat,
mm-hmm.
and then no fees. You taxi over to the FBO, fees.
Yeah.
And it's not a big FBO. It's a small FBO, but there's still fees. They'll waive it if you buy fuel, but sometimes the fuel's a little high priced. Now,
sure.
We happen to live at one of the highest priced areas in the country when it comes to fuel.
Yeah.
Executive Airport is there are places that are cheaper in Florida, but none, you know, but there are plenty of places that are cheaper. There are only a few that are more expensive. Yes, it's MIA, FLL, Key West. I think it was last year, Son of Fun, we ran to our friend Patrick from Signature, and he was complaining about it. And I said, Patrick, I've told you for years, you want GA to come use your facilities, drop facility fees, and charge less for gas.
Aviators are people too, and they want to save a buck just like every other schmo. Till next time, when we're broadcasting from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.